Just off the MSU campus, demolition crews are preparing to raise the first in a series of buildings to make way for a new multimodal transportation center. The 40-year-old Amtrak depot will eventually come down and be replaced with a larger facility that can handle train, bus, and even taxi traffic. The Capital Area Transportation Authority, or CATA, is overseeing the project through a federal grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. We're joined today by CATA President and CEO Sandy Dragoo. Welcome to Current State, Sandy.
Well,
nice to see you.
Thank you, Mark. Good to see you.
The demolition of the first building near the Amtrak station is set for today, the old MSU surplus building.
I went by there on my way here, and it is already going.
How convenient.
Yes.
It's just a stone's throw from
it
here,
is.
So you were able to check up on everybody on your way to join us here today.
I didn't want to come in here and then say, well, I think it's going to happen today. It is already begun.
We can verify that.
You can.
What's the timeline on this?
We hope to have it done by fall of 15. Now, that's, you know, we've got to get all those buildings down before we can start building up. So that's what's happened as of this morning.
The project was first announced back in July of
yes.
2012.
Yes. Well, let's hope it isn't going to take as long to get it down and then up as what it has to get it from where it was with announcing that grant back in 12. And normally it wouldn't. But this has been a very complicated project, and you know, we had the big announcement, and the federal government came in and, you know, gave us the celebration grant check. And
what was the holdup, though?
Well, we had problems with the feds then on releasing the actual money. It's always good to have the big check, but the big check doesn't go to the bank and get cashed until, you know, that we can start drawing down on it. And so that was a problem for a while. And then by the time you get the contracts done, get it bid, and get those things done, then we had to get the architects to draw it to get it ready. Then that got done, and then the bids came in too high. Then we had to turn around, go back out, rebid it, redraw it, and then rebid it again.
Talk to us about this multiple transportation modes. This is going to be a key feature of,
yes.
of the new building.
Yes.
Will more than CATA buses operate from there? Are other companies involved here?
Yes. We have all the inner city buses, the buses that, you know, go to other cities.
Michigan Flyer,
Greyhound, Indian Trails, those buses that, you know, take people to the other cities. Now they also go into our station, our transportation center downtown. But, you know, a heavy loads that come out of Michigan State University. And so they will come in there, come off the highway, stop in there, jump back on the highway, and then head on out. So they will be coming in there. And of course, as you had said, the cabs will be going in there. Then there will also, of course, then be the trains. We won't say trains, planes, and automobiles, but, you know, those will all be in there, places for bikes. It's that coordinated gateway that we're trying to say, the multimodal gateway, that there will be room for everyone to go to be able to get there and then get on that train or on that inner city bus or on that CATA bus and be able to then go from there and head on out.
Okay. We're talking with Sandy Dragoo, CATA President and CEO, about the new transportation facility, which will be taking shape here over the next year and a half. In downtown East Lansing, I should say, Harrison Road and Trowbridge. Should passengers using Amtrak expect delays during the construction?
No. What we're hoping to do is, what the plan is and what will happen is that the building that's there now will stay there until they can go right into the new building. So, no, we are not planning that's going to happen at all. We will not demolish that building until the other one is built.
What trends are we seeing involving train ridership here in Michigan?
Oh, going up. You know, we read that Michigan State, not Michigan State, the state of Michigan is saying that train ridership is up. And so we're hoping that this is going to really help here, too, because it's going to be a beautiful station. It will be a station that for the people here, they're going to be able to be very proud of this station. It's going to be a little rough during construction. It's going to be a little rough in terms of parking. When we get done, there's going to be room for 100 cars. But it's going to be a little rough as we're getting those buildings down, as we're going through demolition. But when we're done, it's going to be something that they're going to be very proud of. Michigan State University has been a real partner in it as a soft match. It's on Michigan State University land. Michigan State has given that land. This was a real gift to the project. So it's a joint project with Michigan State University, City of East Lansing, and CATA that went together to get this grant. So it is a partnership with all three of us, and then it's going to be operated by CATA. The grant itself is named to CATA. It's a federal transit grant. So it is a combination of all of us. And so it's going to be a very, very beautiful building.
Will the new station accelerate train ridership even more, by virtue of the fact that it's a new station?
We very much think it will. We think that if you look at that station, it's not something that we're able to say, oh, gee, we're really proud of this building, because it's not a building to be proud of right now. But it will be when we're done. And so I think for people to say, oh, I'm going to take the train to fill in the blank, or I'm going to go home by riding the train or whatever, it's going to very much be that.
Do you see similar projects taking shape in lower Michigan to this one that might accelerate this trend even more?
In other cities?
Or are we in an unusually good position here with regard to this?
Well, it's going to be very good for us. Now, some of those train stations, as I've taken the train to Chicago, some of those other stations they're ahead of us in some cases, you know, like Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, they have already got nice stations. So, you know, I've heard some people say, well, I'll drive to Battle Creek because I like going to Battle Creek better than I like getting on the train here. Well, that isn't going to happen after we get done. And that's the good part that we can say to people. I think it's another very good step for our region. And as we talk about the things in our region that we're going to have here, this is another good, positive step. And that's what we feel very good about.
Voters just approved a millage renewal to operate the system, $14.7 million in 2016. What will this go toward?
Well, that is a renewal. And so that's that.
Basic operation.
Basic operation, yep. That was a renewal, but passed by the highest percentage that we've ever had it passed by. So we are very pleased with that. I mean, passed 75% to 25%. So that was the very highest we've ever had it passed by.
Another ongoing project for CATA, Bus Rapid Transit. It'll operate along the Michigan Avenue and Grand River corridor between downtown Lansing and the Meridian Mall.
Yes.
There have been some design charrettes this past spring, public comment sessions. Uh-huh. What's the status now? Where do you see this project?
We are still working through all of the federal steps that it has to have happen. Huge project. It's moving along. Whenever you have a project that is the federal government, it has many, many, many steps. And so you have to take every step before you can go to the next step. So that's where we are. And that's what we're doing. So the board has continued to authorize us to take the very next step. We have a steering committee and we have a technical committee. And so the technical committee, both technical committee and steering committee, is made up of persons outside of our CATA board of directors. So that so that it's the people of the area that are making up those committees. And both of those committees have continued to make recommendations to the board to go ahead, and so that's where we are. So the stations have been approved of where the stations are going to be, how it's going to be built, the lanes that it's going to be. So everything is moving forward.
Sandy Dragoo is president and CEO of CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority. Many thanks, Sandy.
You are very welcome. Anytime.